Of course, we are getting ready for an entire weekend of, well, not the entire weekend, I guess Sunday excluded, but we're getting ready for an entire regular Friday, Thursday, Saturday of live shows. We are going to be live. I didn't mention this last night. We are going to be live on Thanksgiving. Thanks to, big thanks to GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, and I think it's Matt, the board operator, that's coming in on his Thanksgiving day off to work just for us.
I think that that's the guy you really have to thank. I mean, you know, GCN, they have the equipment there and everything, but they have the equipment there all the time. You really need the warm body to operate it, and thanks to, if it's Matt, Matt.
So we will take your calls about anything, whether it's tonight or this weekend. You're welcome to take control of the airwaves here at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And by the way, tonight it is Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here tonight with a story about Pakistan. Josh, you've got it for us. What's happening out there?
Well, the Raw story has the report, and Obama is using Blackwater for assassinations in Pakistan.
Are they?
Apparently.
That's the story I read, too. I find it very, very disturbing that they're just doing assassinations and stuff in some foreign
country. How many people
do
they need to assassinate? I mean, can you give me a little more on this? Yeah.
Well, the Obama administration is using mercenaries with the firm formerly known as Blackwater to kidnap and assassinate high-value targets in Pakistan, according to a published report. The program, operated out of the U.S. Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, is so compartmentalized that senior figures within the Obama administration and the U.S. military chain of command may not be aware of its existence. An unnamed source with direct knowledge of the program told The Nation reporter Jeremy Scahill.
So they are essentially kind of, are they using the Blackwater people to get around rules that would govern their conduct? Like, is the CIA authorized to go and just kill people around the world, or is that why they have to hire Blackwater to do it?
I think I'm a little, you know, this would probably require more of a constitutional scholar than I am, but I do have some questions. The Constitution allows letters of marque and reprisal. I don't recall off the top of my head if those letters of marque and reprisal need to be authorized by the legislative branch. And if they don't, then couldn't the federal government designate an agency to ascertain who needs letters of marque and reprisal? And if so...
That means killing, right?
That means killing.
Okay.
And if so...
That's a fancy way to say killing.
Wouldn't this be a constitutional and perhaps better use of the, of armed forces? I mean, isn't it better to use a private entity than it is to use the military, which is just, it's got to be 10 times as expensive than using these mercenaries?
It would seem that you'd be correct about that. That doesn't mean I support what they're doing, though.
I don't think it's a good idea to go in anyone's country and kill anyone, but I've got some problems with what happened on 9/11, and I really would like to see Osama bin Laden, held to trial for that particular act. I think we've done a lot of illegal and unconstitutional things to get where we are. The United States government has done a lot of illegal and unconstitutional things to get us to the point where we are today. And does that mean that we should stop doing anything further? Some would say yes, some would say no. I've kind of lost my bloodlust for 9/11 personally.
Well, first of all, we should not be doing anything because I'm not going to be killing anyone. I am a man of peace. I'm not interested in going and invading another country, so I won't be part of that. And I certainly don't want to be part of this, and that's one of the reasons why I feel good about not paying, trying or working to avoid as many federal taxes as I possibly can, because I don't want to be a part of this. Is there more, Josh, to the story that you want to share?
There is. Z Services... XE.
That's the new name of Blackwater.
Formerly known as Blackwater.
Just to make it more confusing, make it more difficult for people to actually reference them.
Yeah, that way that happens from time to time. They just change the business name,
get a new corporation, new front group, whatever.
Well, Blackwater isn't exactly the it doesn't inspire warm fuzzies in people at this point. I think they would prefer to not be recognized than to be recognized by their not so warm and not so fuzzy name.
They could make produce and still wouldn't really inspire confidence.
Yep.
Anyway, they're also allegedly involved in intelligence collection for a drone bombing campaign in the country. Scales report added that a defense official on background specifically denied that Blackwater performs work on drone strikes or intelligence for JSOC in Pakistan. We don't have any contract to do that work for us. We don't contract that kind of work out, period, the official said. There's not
so who's getting intelligence for drone strikes? I mean, does that mean that we're just flying the drones around and when we see something looks like a wedding, we blow it up? I mean, what does that mean? Of course they're getting some kind of intelligence.
Well, they're saying they don't contract it out.
Well, who's
done in-house?
Who's doing it? Are they suggesting that the United States military is in Pakistan? Because I think that that would be a violation of the Constitution of the United States and the sovereign borders of Pakistan. We have not declared war Pakistan, and we should not have military men in
there. They have not declared war, and they probably never will declare another war.
Well, you can collect,
I don't think they'll ever declare
you
another
can
war.
Collect intelligence through informants. They don't actually have to invade the country to do that thing.
But the informants, they're coming across the border? They have intelligence agents over there. All of our Middle Eastern looking CIA agents are over there collecting intelligence.
Right. Well, the previously unreported program, the military intelligence source said, is distinct from the CIA assassination program that the agency's director, Leon Panetta, announced that he had canceled in June of 2009. This is a parallel operation to the CIA, said the source. These are two separate beasts. A Blackwater spokesman told The Nation that none of its forces are operating in Pakistan. However, a former senior executive at Blackwater told Scahill that Z's mercs are indeed working in Pakistan, sometimes employed by the country's government to operate alongside soldiers. The arrangement allows the Pakistani government to deny any U.S. military presence in the country while allowing them to tap former U.S. Special Forces members for high-risk missions.
So Blackwater is officially saying, no, we don't know anything about this. We're not over there. Former executive is saying, yes, we are.
What obligation does Blackwater have to tell me or the journalists the truth?
None.
None. I mean, well, the government does have an obligation, in my opinion, that if they answer a question, that they have to answer it truthfully.
I don't think so. I don't think they have that obligation either.
I think that they do.
Well, cops are trained to lie.
I pay their salary, therefore they should not be lying to me. Don't you think that that's true?
Sounds like a nice plan.
So it's an obligation. I'm not saying that they do, and I'm not saying that it's a legal obligation.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying they are obliged from a moral standpoint to tell me the truth.
Presuming they have morals.
Blackwater is not obligated to tell me the truth. That's
Got
what
it.
I'm saying.
So essentially, what they're saying there is the executive is claiming that the Pakistani government's actually hiring out the former Blackwater to do whatever nastiness they want to do there, and that way they can claim they're not using the U.S. military, even though these are all former military guys that are now Blackwater.
Oh, yeah, contractors and the Joint Special Operations personnel. They're not working under any sort of classified mandate. They're not overseen by Congress, so, of course...
So they can do whatever they want.
They just don't care.
Right, they have no restrictions whatsoever, whereas the U.S. military has some alleged restrictions that might tie it down, various different bills and legislation that have been passed over the years saying that you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, they can't, for instance, have this posse comitatus thing where you bring the military in to police the streets of America, but that wouldn't prevent them from hiring Blackwater to do the same thing, right?
No, that's technically not military. It's outside of that jurisdiction.
Right, just private police, private contractors.
I mean, they're not bound by anything at all.
And of course, we've already seen that the Posse Comitatus thing has been overrun and overridden at this point. I think it still exists, and they still pander to it to some extent, but there was an incident down in Alabama earlier this year where they brought troops in, and they used them to police the streets. They admitted later on that they shouldn't have done it, but... What do you do about that?
Nobody stopped it.
Are you going to sue the U.S. military? You think you've got enough money for that?
Do you think you have standing?
And surprise, the White House did not respond to requests for comment.
Toll-free number is 8. That's because they're all about peace. You know, they're peaceful White House there. Except, no, they're bringing, 35,000 new troops into Afghanistan? 34,000?
We'll find out after Thanksgiving. I've got a story about landmines coming up.
More coming up. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What about talk show hosts that claim to be libertarians? We'll look at one of them coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Certain restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include our Facebook profile. You can go and become, join our group over there at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. That again is facebook.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice if you go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. So go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. I mentioned we were going to do this on last night's show, and I thought it was worth bringing up because there's a lot of talk in the Liberty community, at least from what I can see it, about this Glenn Beck character. And we've talked about him on this show in the past. He likes to label himself as a libertarian. Now, Glenn Beck, in case you don't know, is the arguably the number three most popular talk show
host. I don't think it's arguable. I think it's hands down.
Well, it's a tie between him and Michael Savage.
Savage is at a disadvantage because he's on in the evenings and Glenn Beck is on primetime. I don't think that there's any real. I'll go check Wikipedia, but I'm.
I think according to Talkers Magazine, he's tied for third place with Michael Savage.
Okay.
Now, no one would ever dare call Michael Savage a libertarian. That's that much is for sure. Rush Limbaugh would not be called a libertarian. Sean Hannity would not be called a libertarian. So he's supposedly the top self-professed libertarian talk show host in America, and. While he may have moved in the right direction, and we all started somewhere on this path to liberty, whether you started on the socialist side of things or the non-voter side, the apathetic side or the kind of the more conservative fascist side, we all started somewhere, and it took us time to get to where we are today. So, to that extent, I understand that Glenn Beck probably still has some more growing to do if he actually wants to become a true libertarian.
Right. When I listen to his show, I what I hear is somebody who's moved along the path of liberty to some extent, in the same way I did. And I think that it's difficult to move to change your opinion when you're a nationally syndicated radio talk show host.
Well, especially when they tell you in the business that you're not supposed to change your opinion.
Yes.
So to his credit, yeah. I think he's definitely loosened up a little bit. He certainly had Ron Paul on his program. He certainly had Penn Jillette, who is most certainly a libertarian, on his show. And that's good. Those are all positive indicators. But I spotted a blog post over at lourockwell.com yesterday, and it's about this. I guess Glenn Beck is really kind of ramping up some sort of a political campaign. I don't listen to his program, so I don't know exactly what's going on.
Is this the 9/12 project?
I don't know. Sounds like you may know more about it than I do.
I listen.
I had seen something in the trade publications, the radio trade publications, about how he's becoming like a political organizer or something and is encouraging people to learn how to run for office and,
yes.
and stuff like that. Is this your understanding, Mark?
Yes,
what do you know
about
this?
That is my understanding, that he's basically setting up like
a
events,
pack or something, right?
And they're going to teach people how to run for Congress or whatever.
Right.
Political candidates.
So he's looking to, make a splash in political organizing, which typically talk show hosts don't get involved in that sort of stuff. They're normally just, they talk to politicians and they monologue and that's what they do and take phone calls occasionally. So it looks like he's getting a little bit more active. And it would be nice if he were getting active and actually promoting the ideas of liberty at the same time. But according to his five pledges, it doesn't look like he's really that close at all. And apparently he's asking people to sign these things, is asking his listeners to sign these pledges. So I figured, let's go through these five pledges and see how libertarian the five of them are. Number one, I believe in a balanced budget, and therefore will vote for a freeze in government spending until that goal is realized.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Well, I'm going to share the comments here from Lou Rockwell. He says, so higher spending is okay when the official budget is balanced, and it's okay now, so long as I vote for a measure to freeze official spending, even if it is defeated. But talk of a balanced budget is nonsense, since, as Ron Paul points out, even if the official budget is balanced, the feds can and do spend vast amounts off budget. That must be eliminated, but notice there's no mention of that, nor of cutting spending, since Republicans don't believe in cutting spending. So he's not saying anything about reducing the size of government, he's talking about just balancing the budget. And we've talked about the CAFRs on this show before. It's kind of an interesting little side note to the government's budget. In fact, it's a much larger note. It's not really a side note. It's the bigger picture. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is what CAFR stands for. And when Lou Rockwell mentions how there's money that's off budget, that's what he's talking about. The budget is just a small portion of the entire assets and liabilities that the government has. Different governments, local, state, federal governments have millions and trillions of dollars, billions, millions, billions and trillions, depending on what level you're talking about, of money, taxpayer dollars, that are not on the budget. They are in things like investments and capital and assets and things like that. So a lot of these governments literally have billion-dollar investment accounts, multi-billion-dollar investment accounts that they're collecting interest on, and there's all kinds of money floating around out there.
I think that most people understand that the government has assets, and that some of those assets accrue interest. And what offends them is that the government is spending more money than they're taking in. That's what I think people find most offensive.
They're spending more than they're taking in. You mean on the budget or elsewhere?
I don't care.
Okay.
I would consider it to be a huge step in the right direction for the debt, the government debt to be going down, not up.
Glenn's number two pledge. I believe government should not increase the financial burden on its citizenry during difficult economic times. Therefore, I will oppose all tax increases until our economy has rebounded.
When aren't there tough economic times?
Well, whenever the government decides there aren't, I guess. So he's not even taking a stance of reduce the government. Again, number two here, he's saying you need to not have tax increases when times are tough. But whenever times are not tough, hey, it's party time. Increase taxes.
I think that these are good things to say. I don't think that they necessarily will work. I think that most of the Republicans that were elected in 2000 to 2006, when we had all Republican, it was not all Republican, but the Republican control in the House, the Senate, and the White House, that is likely what those people got elected upon. I do think that...
Wait. Those people got elected upon things like smaller government, lower taxes. He's not talking about that. I mean, he's not even taking traditional conservative positions in this. You get conservatives got elected, and they continue to get elected, by pandering to the pro-liberty mindset that exists in America. Remember George Bush's campaign signs back in the year 2000? Smaller government.
Yeah.
He didn't get it. He didn't do one damn thing toward achieving a smaller government. But people believed it, and they voted for him because, well, he was the lesser of two evils, or maybe they actually believed that he was going to bring smaller government about. But in this case, Glenn Beck is saying that he thinks government shouldn't increase financial burdens during difficult economic times until the economy's rebounded. Then go ahead, increase taxes. I mean, that's not even close to being libertarian.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women Fun Intimacy Enhancement Cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll likely not want to return to your old one. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com as we go to Tristan in Maryland talking about the so-called libertarian talk show host Glenn Beck. Tristan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great to be back again.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm going to be quite frank and honest with all you guys. I hate Glenn Beck.
Why do you hate him?
Well, because, first of all, he's making everyone think that libertarians and conservatives are exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, look. At the Tea Parties themselves, libertarians are mixed in with all the other parts of the right, you know, paleo-conservatives, neo-Nazis, and other unsavory characters.
Well, that there you are calling libertarians right.
Well, that's what the public sees us.
They do. I don't consider myself to be on the right, but...
me neither.
I can understand why people do consider libertarians to be on the right. You know, to some extent, I guess, you know, somewhere in my mind I think of it that way, but... the most important thing to me in the world right now, as far as from a political standpoint, is that I would like to see the scaling back of the United States foreign policy, get the troops out of foreign countries and stop blowing people up that look different from us in order to gain strategic, things around the world for politicians, that aren't fighting for that stuff. And that sounds like a very liberal position.
Yes, of course, and which is why on that we should be on the side of the left.
I just don't like the whole idea of left-right. It was offensive when I considered myself a libertarian, and now I consider myself a voluntarist. But at the time, I considered it offensive when somebody would put me in either of those two camps.
Because, it's just wrong.
Right. It's just you can't effectively define it. Define libertarianism by talking about the right or the left, because it's a completely different philosophy.
Yeah. It's a completely like one-dimensional approach, too. I mean, you can either be left or right or somewhere center. Why not above or below? Why not
exactly.
Tangent?
Exactly. So what else do you have to say about Glenn Beck? Are you a listener of his?
I don't really watch Glenn Beck. I do see occasional clips of his, and the thing about him is the fact that he's very religious has alienated a number of the non-religious libertarians to the point where people think, oh, you have to be religious to be a libertarian because the rights come from God and all that.
Do you know what religion he is offhand?
Mormon.
Yeah. You know, this is something that never gets touched on by him. He won't say the word Mormon because I think
cowardly.
That it would alienate some of his listenership.
The Christian conservative audience.
And because they consider it to be a cult. And on top of that, the Mormons don't believe in capital punishment. But if you hear Glenn Beck talk about capital punishment, he'll essentially talk about it in favor of it. However, he'll say, if you believe in capital punishment, and then he'll talk about it in a way that, you know, was very positive toward
as though he believes, but he
right.
doesn't in point of fact.
He is a big fat liar when
That's
it comes
cowardly.
To yeah, it really is. He doesn't believe the tenets of his religion. I mean, he gets on there and, you know, debases Mormonism. It's sick.
That's Tristan? The fact. The main problem is that he's a liar. That's why I want him off the air.
Well, that's not very likely. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What we're doing here is we're just looking at the five pledges that I guess Glenn Beck is asking his audience to take to join in solidarity with Glenn and his mission to do whatever the hell he's trying to do. I guess put his politicians and people of his particular mindset in power. And if you just listen to the surface-level stuff that he says, you might believe that Glenn Beck is, a liberty-minded person. He calls himself a libertarian, right? He must understand what freedom is.
Much more so than, like, the proto-Limbaugh he used to be. I couldn't stand listening to his show before. I'll catch it, apparently, and over the year I have noticed a gradual leaning towards libertarianism in his show. I don't know if that's more from a marketing standpoint or what
he's
trying to latch on.
I always feel like it's a marketing thing because these guys like Glenn Beck, who are essentially
he'll clearly market when it comes to the death penalty, right? Either he A, doesn't believe Mormonism's stance on capital punishment, and you know refuses. It doesn't have enough of a spine to say, I don't believe what my church says on capital punishment. Or he's trying to spin capital punishment for his largely conservative audience. He wouldn't come out and say to his largely conservative audience, "I don't believe in capital punishment. I think that if you do, you're murdering sons of witches." Like, he wouldn't do that. So he is certainly willing to spin on that particular issue.
I would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A question that I think needs to be asked here is, somebody like Glenn Beck, somebody with the prominence in the radio industry, we were looking at the numbers over the break, he's estimated to have over 9 million listeners. That's a lot.
And Rush, by the way, his numbers are way down. I don't know if it's because we're not talking about a political season right now and people aren't listening as much but that's, tremendous drop for old Rush.
The question is, Josh, you're observing that Glenn Beck has made a few steps in the liberty direction, but from what we're reading here, it hasn't really been anything significant. So he's just taken a few steps, but enough to start marketing himself differently. He feels as though he's different from the other hosts, and so he wants to call himself a libertarian in order to separate himself even more from the other Rush Limbaugh imitators out there. Sure. And is that damaging to the libertarian movement?
I think it is as a branding. Like, the problem I see is there's this tendency to type of continually, like, brand and rebrand a set of ethics that is pretty much as old as humanity. You know, and instead of being right or left all the time, I'm tired of being told I have to be on the right instead of in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I agree. I mean,
so you think it's damaging?
It's damaging, but what do you do?
You can't do anything.
How far do we run from terminology like libertarian.
What happens when Glenn Beck starts calling himself a voluntarist, right?
Right. I mean, your political beliefs and mine haven't moved that much, you know, over the years, but at one point you would have called yourself a conservative. You would have called yourself a libertarian. You would have called yourself
free
marketeer, yeah. then voluntarist. So, you know, this terminology's changed over time, right. But I haven't changed that much. But then again, maybe I have. I did support the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq. Now I'm thoroughly against wars of all sorts.
Right, right. And I'm not saying he shouldn't change. I'm not saying he shouldn't move in the right direction. Just kind of wondering, is it damaging or is it positive in that people are going to hear the term libertarian, that they might be more likely to go and start page libertarian and find out more about what being a libertarian is and maybe find out that, hey, wait a minute, this Glenn Beck guy isn't actually a libertarian. Yeah. How many people will actually, of his 9 million listeners, how many of them will actually take the time to investigate the ideas of liberty on their own versus how many will just hear Glenn Beck saying, I'm a libertarian, and so then they'll say, well, I like what Glenn Beck says, so I must be a libertarian too.
Right. Well, but I think that with a libertarian, you do have this common ground where, you know, the guy says, I'm a libertarian. Well, then you believe in liberty, right? And if you believe in liberty, let's talk about liberty issue by issue.
Yeah.
And let's talk about how liberty isn't using the military to get what politicians want in Washington, D.C. Let's talk about, you know, how the drug war isn't about liberty. Let's, you know, I think that you can at least establish that. One of the ways that I've found to establish with the peace crowd, you know, ideas of liberty is, well, you believe in peace, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you rattle off.
And you show the gun in the room.
Right. And how threatening people isn't peaceful, right? You wouldn't call me threatening somebody peaceful, right? And
sure.
So then that's.
You can hold their hands and show them that their position in favor of the state is actually favoring anything but peace. It's actually favoring violence. It's favoring the threat. It's favoring coercion. 800-259-9231. Whether they want to see it at that point or not is going to be a whole other issue and completely in their hands.
Just calling yourself something isn't going to. You're not going to see a sea change. It's going to be person by person, issue by issue.
They have to come to understand the ideas of liberty. 800-259-9231.
Not the young ones.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-800-800. 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Coming up, of course, on Friday, it is the infamous Black Friday, wherein people will be getting up at 4 in the morning and going and standing outside in a long, lengthy line, waiting.
Waiting to trample each other through the door.
Yep, waiting to crush and harm one another in order to grab a $20 TV set or something like that. Stay home. Get your shopping done online. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You can likely get pretty much everything that you're looking for that's on your list for the people that you're looking to purchase holiday gifts for and that sort of thing. And I'm pretty sure they offer gift wrapping as well. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of brand new items. Plus, even used items are available. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that portal. We go to Dylan in Wisconsin. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live. With Ian Joshua.
Hey guys, hey, I heard you talking about Glenn Beck, and I just like to say I like some of the things you're saying, but originally when I started really noticing some of this stuff, it was because I started listening to Glenn Beck, and when you were saying how he can like send the wrong message because he's a conservative and he's saying he's a libertarian, I agree with that, but I think what it kind of comes down to is like really in order to be truly liberty minded, you have to be constantly looking at like the person that you are. Every action you do, you need to be looking at it as if you were on the outside, you know?
Yeah.
Like saying,
you're
right about that. Affecting someone else.
I'm curious, though, Dylan. I mean, so what you're saying is your answer to my question of, well, is Glenn Beck calling himself a libertarian detrimental to the libertarian movement, or is it beneficial? You know, it could be detrimental from this side of things in that it misleads people. They don't understand what liberty is. They're turned off by Glenn Beck's many of the things he says, and so therefore they never look into libertarianism. Or it could be good in that maybe in your case, as you're saying, it helped you find more freedom-oriented things. What was your path? I mean, how did you get from Glenn Beck to where you are now?
Well, you know, I saw him on Fox, and I think definitely one of the good things that is coming of this is that, you know, he is on Fox. And whether he's a libertarian or not, one good thing we can all agree on, I think, is that the fact that he's saying he's libertarian and Fox is somewhat mainstream since it is a channel that a lot of people watch, you know, that kind of throws another view in there, throws another aspect into this political spectrum that we look at, and it's just left, right, or, you know,
it throws
although
in
it isn't
word.
Correct, it still puts it out there.
It throws in another word. It doesn't throw in necessarily another view. I mean, to me, he is, you know, somewhere on the libertarian side of conservative, and I'm willing to give him that. To call him a libertarian seems somewhat generous. I'm probably the most generous on this show, at least, as far as calling one a conservative, a libertarian. But I, you know, one of the things that bothers me the most is when libertarians support the largest government program there is, and that's
the military.
War.
Yeah. But you still haven't explained, though, Dylan, what took you from finding Glenn Beck on television or radio to really coming to understand liberty. What was your process?
Oh, well, like I said, I started listening to him on the radio, and I watched him on television, and then I ended up seeing that he wrote that book, Arguing with Idiots. I was curious, you know, so I bought the book, read it. There was a lot of good facts in there, but, you know, I don't prefer to call people idiots just because I don't agree with them, but
yeah,
but you got to sell books too,
right? But so there was some good facts in there, and it just got me interested, and I started looking a little more, and then I found the Free State Project, found a bunch of other stuff. I was just kept digging, and I pretty much have been digging ever since. I can't stop.
Wow, so you went from Glenn Beck to the Free State Project? Was it because?
Yeah.
Do you remember why that was?
Well, actually, I I'm a big Metallica fan. This is actually kind of a weird way I found Free State Project, but they have a song called Don't Tread on Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, I didn't remember what that was all about, so I looked up Don't Tread on Me, and then it brought me to the Gadsden flag and whatnot.
Interesting.
Which I found the Free State Project from there.
So not necessarily directly connected to Glenn Beck, but maybe Glenn Beck...
Well, it got me interested in the stuff.
Yeah, he kind of prepped you for it.
I think the problem is if people... They come to this first gatekeeper of the ideas, like somebody like Glenn Beck, and that's where it stops. If you stop digging at that point and you accept what he is or maybe evolves into or what he advocates at face value alone, I think that's where the problem would come from.
Right, and I agree that, you know, I'm probably one of the exceptions to people. I mean, a lot of people don't go digging. A lot of people just do believe what they hear first time, you know.
Well, the information age that we live in makes it that easy. You could probably go through this transformation in a week's time. The information is that accessible.
And that's a good thing. There's no doubt about that. Dylan, did you want to share something else with us tonight?
One other thing is recently in my town, we had a referendum for educational funding, and it was like they wanted another $30 million. We live in a small town, but they wanted another $30 million, and it was just a joke to me. It didn't pass. Thank God, but it's a joke to me when we have the Patriot Act in there that holds students back. We have classes at my high school called Fitness Walking and, like, Skills of Survival. All Fitness Walking is a class where you walk.
Power walking.
That's the gym class. You walk. And the Skills of Survival.
Ankle weights.
Yeah, what a waste of money, you know? And what a joke. Kids get an A in a class where all they got to do is walk.
Yeah,
he's never been a tough one, though. I mean, I, you know, speaking as a guy who graduated high school, oh my God, 20 years ago, PE was still the giveaway A class at that time, too. You pretty much had to, like, not dress out into PE clothes. That was back when I wore, you know, polyester shorts that were way up on my upper thigh. But, you know, life was a little different.
Right, so, like, why do you need to make it any easier, you know?
I don't know.
Well, hey, you got to pay for it, so too bad.
Yeah. And the other thing is that Skills of Survival, a friend of mine is in that class, and it's just, it's ridiculous. I guess they go over, like, how to do laundry and draw houses. Like, I'm a senior in high school, and they're doing these things. It's like, I feel like this stuff is taught by your family, and if not, maybe in elementary school.
Skills of Survival. When you were saying that, I thought it was going to be like pitching a tent in the woods or something.
That's what I was hearing.
No. The Family Consumer Education class.
Wow.
Wow. That's, you know, that's amazing. That's what they're calling home economics now.
It is frustrating, and I share the frustration, and that's one of the reasons why I joined the Free State Project and made the move to New Hampshire in hopes of getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We could put a stop to this madness and make it so that we aren't forced to pay for this crap anymore. Because, you know, if a school wants to offer this curriculum, that's fine. I shouldn't be forced to pay for it, though.
Exactly.
Thanks, Dylan, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We'll continue the five pledges here coming up in hour number two. Let's go to Charles in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Charles.
Hello, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Charles?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to let you all know some great news that I had heard this morning. I was getting ready for school, like, around 5 this morning, and I was watching Channel Fox 26 in Houston, and they actually was talking about the global warming incident with the emails and everything.
Mm-hmm. Glorious.
And I was so glad to see that, but the only thing I didn't like was they maybe spent maybe 2 minutes total on the subject, and then they changed it, and it's like they was trying to cover it up, too.
Well, Charles, to be fair to the news people, you're probably dealing with what is a half-an-hour-long newscast, an hour at the most. Usually they're half an hour. They only have so much time to cover a variety of different stories. And that's one of the things that bugs me about news. I actually share your frustration with that, too, because I remember when I used to watch television, and I don't anymore, but I would see they'd show a teaser at the end of a television show, coming up tonight at 11, you know, and then they'd
Shark Attack at 11.
Right, then they would sell whatever it is that their story was going to be that was the real good teaser for you that would make you want to watch the newscast. And then they'd show you, they'd show you a clip, they'd mention something about it, coming up tonight. And then, you'd see it later on, and finally the news comes on, and you wait through two commercial breaks, because they put the big story or whatever at the very end of the hour, and so you have to wait through all of the other news, and then it finally comes up, and it's a 30-second package. You don't see any extra. The package is a news term for the news thing that they put together.
Usually a rollout piece right at the end. Credits roll over.
Sometimes yes, but in many cases it's just a quickie, just a quick little blurb, and it's. You think to yourself, I waited for a half an hour to see this? It's the same footage they put in the promo piece at the end of the television show I watched. So yep. I definitely understand where you're coming from, but hey, you should be, I guess, pleased that they even mentioned it. And I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The news exists to get you to wait through commercial breaks, like we do. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, you can hold on to the news at the top of the hour, too.
That's right. We will come back after the news, and you can bring up what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-